One part of the purpose, who here read the purpose? I sent a message a bit late, I'm sorry about that. We were pretty busy. But the message, some of you may have got it on time. Who read the verse? Okay, good. Good, it's good to know who read and many or little. So, and then what I intend to do is to discuss, read parts of the purport, some of the main aspects of the verse and purport. Then we will discuss the three stages of chanting. So we will discuss quantity and quality. Both are essential to good chanting. And then what it means, good quality, or the different stages of chanting, and what are the results of chanting in every of the stages. And then I would like to reflect on 9 keys to good chanting, which Burijan Prabhu uses in this book, Japa, and many times he presents in his Japa workshops, and I found them very, very useful. Therefore, I like to share them and encourage everyone to take them into account and to practice them. So we'll sing the verse. It is a Brahma Samhita meter. Siyat Krishna Nama Charita Disitapya Vidya. Pito Patapta Rasanasya Narochikanu. Kinvadarat anudinam kalu saiva yushta. Svat vikramat bhavati tat gadamula khantri. Siyat Krishna na. Svat vikramat bhavati tat gadamula khantri. Srila Prabhupada's translation and part of the purport. Siyad is Krishna, of Lord Krishna. Nama, the holy name. Charitadi, character, pastimes, and so forth. So charita is character. Adi means what it follows. So it's what it follows, character is pastimes, quality, no, qualities and character is the same. Pastimes, entourage, all different manifestations of Krishna. Sita, sugar candy. Api, although. Avidya, of ignorance. Pita, by the vile. Upatapta, afflicted. Rasanasya, of the tongue. Na, not. Rochika, palatable. Nu, oh, how wonderful it is. Kintu, but adarat, carefully. Anudinam, every day, or 24 hours a day. That's very interesting, Coach Srila Prabhupada translates. Anudinam means daily, but Srila Prabhupada says daily, or actually better, 24 hours a day. Not just daily, one mantra daily, but 24 hours a day, if possible. Kalu, naturally. Sa, that, meaning sugar candy of the holy name. Eva. Certainly. Yushta. Taken or chanted. Svatvi. Relishable. Kramat. Gradually. Bhavati. Becomes. Tatgada. Of that disease. Mula. Of the root. Khantri. The destroyer. The holy name, character, pastimes, and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet, like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. Purport. The holy name of Lord Krishna, his quality, pastimes, and so forth, are all of the nature of absolute truth, beauty, and bliss. Naturally, they are very sweet, like sugar candy, which appeals to everyone. Nations, however, is compared to the disease called jaundice, which is caused by bile secretions. Attacked by jaundice, the tongue of a diseased person cannot palatably relish sugar candy. Rather, a person with jaundice considers something sweet to taste very bitter. So this is the disease condition, that even if the object of experience is very sweet, due to the illness, we cannot taste the sweetness, but actually we taste bitterness. So this will explain why we chant Hare Krishna, and sometimes the mala bead weighs like 14 kgs, isn't it? Sometimes it's very heavy. Why it is very heavy? Not because physically weighs, but because we, our avidya, our ignorance, is very heavy, and then makes that the mantra is very bitter. We don't taste it. Avidya, ignorance, perverts the ability to relish the transcendentally palatable name, quality, form, and pastimes of Krishna. Despite this disease, if one with great care and attention takes to Krishna consciousness, chanting the holy name and hearing Krishna's transcendental pastimes, his ignorance will be destroyed and his tongue enabled to taste the sweetness of the transcendental nature of Krishna and his paraphernalia. Such a recovery of spiritual health is possible only by the regular cultivation of Krishna consciousness. This statement is very, very important. Such a recovery of spiritual health is possible only by the regular cultivation of Krishna consciousness. It means a daily cultivation. Therefore, the verse mentions carefully and daily. Last night, when Manu was driving us back from the airport, we were discussing a little bit about today's topic, and we were discussing about the wonderful initiative that Manu and Krishna Das and others, I think Kumari is also there, some others are participating, are taking, doing every evening 1 hour kirtan, chanting the holy name, every evening. They have taken to heart to perform this service to the holy name of the Lord. So this is very, very important. Every day to practice the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. When a man in the material world takes more interest in the materialistic way of life than in Krishna consciousness, he is considered to be in a diseased condition. The normal condition is to remain an eternal servant of the Lord. Jivera Svarup Hoi Krishnera Nityadas. This healthy condition is lost when the living entity forgets Krishna due to being attracted by the external features of Krishna's Maya energy. This world of Maya is called Durashraya, which means false or bad shelter. So we take shelter of the material world thinking that we are going to get happiness, we are going to get protection, we are going to get relief from the natural problems of existence. But it is actually a bad shelter. We are going to get a stick on the head, beating on the head. We go for shelter, but we get beaten. Can you imagine? You are tying someone, a thief is attacking you. You go to a so-called police in South America, but some years ago, you could get sometimes in some places robbed by the police. Sometimes could be directly, sometimes could be by bribe. You want something. Sometimes it happens also in India, the police ask for money. So the police is supposed to give you protection, but the police will steal your money. So this is false shelter. We go to Maya for shelter and we get robbed, we get attacked by Maya. Therefore it is named Durashraya, false shelter. One who puts his faith in Durashraya becomes a candidate for hoping against hope. In the material world, everyone is trying to become happy, and although their material attempts are baffled in every way due to their nations, they cannot understand their mistakes. People try to rectify one mistake by making another mistake. This is the way of the struggle for existence in the material world. If one in this condition is advised to take to Krishna consciousness and be happy, he does not accept such instructions. So sometimes we may receive good instructions in terms of chanting Hare Krishna or practicing the process of Krishna consciousness, but it may be difficult for us to take them. Why? Because of ignorance, because the bile secretion of avidya is affecting our perception of the sweetness of Krishna's transcendental holy name. So this is very important. go now to another section in the purport where Srila Prabhupada explains the importance of chanting and the three stages of chanting, how we should chant. The real disease is in the heart. If the mind is cleansed, however, if consciousness is cleansed, a person cannot be harmed by the material disease. To cleanse the mind and heart from all misconceptions, one should take to this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is both easy and beneficial. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is immediately freed from the blazing fire of material existence. Therefore, chanting Hare Krishna is the Yuga Dharma. Srila Prabhupada says it is very easy and it is beneficial. Any person can chant, isn't it? Who cannot chant? It's very easy to chant. Sometimes devotees will look into the, will refer to a comic in the newspaper, comic vignette. It was written, chant, 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 when the devotee was asking someone to chant, and the person will reply, can. But it's not that difficult. Is it that difficult? Unless someone is very sinful, that person cannot chant the holy name of the Lord. But even a sinful person, by the association of devotees, can get to chant the holy name of the Lord. We see many times that even drunkards are able to chant Hare Krishna, even if joking and making fun of the devotees. But they have access to the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. It is not that difficult to perform. So if even a drunkard can do it, what to speak of? We could say a general average person, anyone can chant. And even the animals get the benefit of hearing the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got the animals to also chant Hare Krishna. We may not be able to involve animals to do that, but we can get the human beings to do it. Yesterday we were having a conversation with one lady who came for the Sunday lecture. She is from Angola. She's Ukrainian, but she was living 20 years in Angola. And we were discussing about going to preach in Angola. And I was asking her how it is, how are the people. Angola was a Portuguese colony before, so people speak Portuguese. So she was saying her experience in Luanda, the capital of Angola, was that people, she couldn't describe, she said, I cannot describe, they are like animals. Many of the people, they are so basic, like tribal kind of people, and they are like animals. I was asking, but what do you mean by like animals? Do they attack you? What happens? What can happen? And she was saying, you talk to them, something which makes sense, and they are blank, they cannot really understand. And they may smile, like in a way, like smiling, but in a foolish way, that they don't really understand what you are talking about. And you can see they cannot understand. And then I said, but okay, but they will be able to chant Hare Krishna, no? If we go and do kirtan there, don't they will like, African people, don't they like to dance and to chant? And actually Srila Prabhupada refers to, he's talking in general, But while reading this paragraph, I understood Prabhupada was talking about people in Africa, like in Kenya. When Srila Prabhupada went to Nairobi, Srila Prabhupada wanted to get the Africans to chant. The devotees arranged a program in a temple of the Hindu community. And the Hindus were hosting the first devotees who went to preach the chanting of Hare Krishna to the Africans. And Srila Prabhupada, he was okay. He was happy that the Indians were hosting them and chanting, but he didn't see Africans. And he said, I want the locals, where are the Africans? This country belongs to the Africans. I want the Africans to chant Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada said, open the doors of the temple, like completely, they had big doors, open completely the doors, and perform kirtan at the entrance of the temple. So they did that, they started a kirtan, and in no time, a big temple hall, I don't know exactly the size, but from the description in the Lilamrita, it sounds like, usually Hindu temples, they are reasonably big. I can imagine at least as big as this hall, probably more. From the description, you read it to us like a big temple hall. In no time, the temple hall was filled with black people, with the Africans. And they were really enjoying the chanting. So we may not be able to induce cats and dogs to chant Hare Krishna, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. We certainly may be able to induce people who may be perceived as animals. And by animals, I don't mean uncultured people from countries, undeveloped countries where there is no access to systematic education, but I may mean also very well-educated people who behave in animalistic ways. Sometimes we have, you can, from time to time, if you check the, I don't say you have to do that, but sometimes for preaching we may look into what's happening in the world, headlines, and look a little bit into what's happening. You may read sometimes that people very influential, they may be involved in very, very, very tremendous sinful activities sometimes. Sometimes you read about network of exploitation of children, for example, exploitation of women. And sometimes you read that even, I remember maybe 2 years ago, there was such a situation in Spain, even a judge was involved. A person who is supposed to be very, be impeccable actually. A judge must be morally impeccable and should be a person who has demonstrated to be very sober. But he was involved in such a net of exploitation of children. So it is worse than animals. So in any case, whatever type of animals, people who are like animals in terms of very low culture and very very gross behavior, or people who present themselves as very refined, but that in behavior are worse than animals. We can induce any of these people to chant Hare Krishna. And if they do so, they will become purified and change their animalistic perception or understanding. Therefore, the chanting of Hare Krishna is the Yuga Dharma, or the process to attain perfection for the Age of Kali, which is available for each and every person in the world. So chanting should be done. Now the question is, how should the chanting be done in order to achieve the desired result, in order to become free from the influence of avidya? In our case also, our avidya may be manifest in different ways. Every one of us can look within and then look, okay, what is my avidya? What are my anarthas? And you can see to a certain extent by yourself, isn't it? Can you look within you and see some of your shortcomings? Can you do that? You can identify them. So this is caused by avidyas. Of course, in the avidya, ignorance. Of course, in the case of devotees, sometimes due to humility, devotees may see more problem than there is. Sometimes devotees, they being humble, they see themselves very low, very undeveloped, when they are not so. But to a certain extent, we can see our, in a realistic way, our shortcomings caused by avidya, our material desires, our offensive attitudes sometimes in dealing with others, our anger, our envy, our lust, our pride, isn't it? Sometimes we see that. So we should, in order to get rid of this, the process is chanting. And it is very easy process. It is actually, the Bhagavatam describes it as fearless. Etan nirvidyamananam ikchatam akuto bayam yoginam naripa nirnitam harer nama nukirtanam. Harer nama nukirtanam, to chant the name of Hari. Anukirtanam, anu is, it means following. Following in the footsteps of the authorities. Therefore, we are reading Srila Rupa Goswami to see how to chant. Harer nama nukirtanam. Ikchatam akutopayam. Akutopayam. It is fearless process. It means if we chant, we become free from fear. Who became fearless at the time of death by chanting, even in a semi-conscious way, the name of the Lord? Who was that? Ajamil. Ajamil became fearless. He had good reasons to be very fearful. But he became fearless because he chanted the name of Narayana at the time of death, when he was going to be taken to very terrible hellish planets. The descriptions in the fifth canto of the hellish planets are really scary, to the point that even sometimes devotees feel a bit scary. Some devotees. We have read in Harishauri Prabhu's description of Transcendental Diary, he describes how one girl, one young girl, she had leukemia. She was 18 years old or so. And she was about to die within a few months, the doctors had prescribed. And she was very fearful to see the Yamadutas, because he read about them and can be scary. You may think, I'm not ready. I committed some sinful activities in the past. Even someone who is very young, like this girl, may have thought, I don't know what she could have done, but certainly sometimes children, I was also cruel when I was a child, out of ignorance, sometimes put I mean, we shouldn't talk too much about these things, but we did these things, put insects to fight one another. Sometimes some of you may have done that. So you may think, okay, I really did harm to other living beings. There may be reasons to be fearful to see the Yamadutas, because the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam describes that a person who performs such sinful activities, and you see the picture of a child doing that, and then you see the insects devouring him. During the Sunday feast, suddenly a spider came in, and one of the ladies, guest, she stood up. But it was really, like sometimes, like I have problem with blood. When I see blood, I get dizzy sometimes. If you want to make me dizzy, you bring some blood and put it like this, and I can faint. Not out of transcendental ecstasy, but out of I don't know why I may faint. So some people, they have an impression. Other people have an impression when they see insects. And she was really scared, but to the max. And her face turned in disgust. I thought maybe in a previous lifetime, that this is just concoction, but I thought maybe the insects in the hellish planets attack the person, and you get an impression that when you see it, you cannot take it anymore. Anyway, the point is that we may be fearful, but the chanting of the holy name is fearless process. Because even a person who deserves to be punished by the Yamadutas can be completely liberated in no time. This is the effect of chanting. And this is described, Srila Prabhupada speaks about three levels of chanting. There are three stages in chanting the holy name of the Lord. The offensive stage, the stage of lessening offenses, and the pure stage. Anyone knows that the names of these three stages in Sanskrit? One for each. Offensive chanting, nama aparat. Corrective chanting, nama abhas. And pure chanting, Shuddhanam. So these are the three stages. And what are the results of chanting at each stage? If we chant in Namabhas, the corrective stage, what happens? Namabhas, it is also referred to as sometimes as shadow chanting or reflection, dim reflection of the holy name. So it is not exactly the holy name, it is the reflection of the holy name. Even though we are not chanting, the pure name is not fully manifest, because our consciousness is not pure, and Krishna reciprocates according to how we chant. Krishna corresponds. So because we are not pure, the pure holy name doesn't fully manifest. But still, if we chant endeavoring to avoid offenses, this is named Namabhas. What is the result of Namabhas? Liberation, moksha. Even a person like Ajamil, sinful person, chants in Namabhas without an offensive attitude, that person may become liberated from all sins. And we may think, we may say, okay, come on, how is that possible? How someone can get rid from so many sinful reactions? But actually, this is the power of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, that even the shadow chanting will free us from any karmic reactions. Of course, as devotees, we do not aspire necessarily to become free from sinful reactions for the sake of becoming free. We maybe want to become free from them for the sake of performing better service. We want to chant better, therefore we want to get rid of all the burden of anarthas we have. So in that sense, we want liberation, not in the sense of becoming free from the suffering. But still, the chanting of Hare Krishna gives liberation at the stage of shadow chanting or reflection. That is, when we endeavor to avoid offenses, when we endeavor to pay attention, not just paying attention, but just endeavoring to pay attention. Just the intention is taken by the holy name to the point that will give liberation to the chanter. So this is about namabhas. What is the result of namaparada? What happens if we chant namaparada? One loses the taste. Yes, that's correct. One loses the taste, one cannot experience. What else? In terms of spiritual progress, what happens? Krishna says. This means, yes, that is, stagnation, no progress. We are chanting, but we are not moving. We're chanting, can you imagine? We're rowing. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave the example of the marriage party. Remember that story? Srila Prabhupada tells it in different places. There was a marriage party that was going to take place on the other shore of the river, long river. They had to go to a certain distance. So they had a journey to travel for some hours. So they decided, in order to economize time, they decided to travel during the night. And this was wealthy people, so they had a very nice ship, very big ship, and a place to sleep, very comfortable. So they went to sleep. And they asked the workers, to the rowmen, to row during the night, to go to their destination. But then in the morning, they discovered that despite the fact that the rowmen had been working hard the whole night, they had been chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. But they were chanting probably, Hare Krishna, 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 Ram, 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 really. They were actually doing, going around, chanting in a very inattentive way, not paying proper attention. Sometimes we do chant. So despite the fact that they had been chanting, working hard, they were at the same spot. Why? Because they didn't lift the anchor of offense. They didn't lift the anchor. How could they move despite working so hard? So we are chanting every day 16 rounds, but we are not advancing. What's happening? We may be chanting with offenses. Chaitanya Charitamrita says we can chant during hundreds of lifetimes, millions of lifetimes in such a way. So the result of namaparada is stagnation. And what is the result of Shuddha Nama? Krishna Prem, pure love of Godhead. We develop pure love for Krishna, and then we are not able to stop chanting. We want to chant. We cannot stop chanting. We desire millions of tongues and millions of ears to chant the holy name. Oh, when that day will be mine, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays. When will that day be mine that we can chant with such transcendental love that we want more mouths, we want more ears to chant like that. This is possible to attain only by the mercy of the pure devotees, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, and by the mercy of the holy name of the Lord. Therefore, we should pray to the holy name when we chant. Pray to allow us to chant properly. Allow us to chant purely. So these are the results of chanting. Can someone please post this? There is blue tag next to the whiteboard. Any of the students? So we will go very briefly through these 9 keys of chanting, very expertly described by His Grace Bhurijan Prabhu in this book we are reading every morning, Japa. It is one of the best books on Japa I have read. Very, very good, very systematic, very, very practical. Very down, it's coming from the spiritual world, very down to earth, also appealing for any sadhaka who wants to improve his chanting, and also for anyone who may be chanting for many years, can be very useful also to keep up with the chanting. So he identifies 9 keys to quality chanting. So in this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami describes Anudinam, daily, and Adarat, carefully. And this applies to both, to Kirtan and Japa. Daily, we should do Kirtan. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada included Kirtan program in the morning program and also evening program. He gave more emphasis to the morning program. He made it longer and more substantial because the morning program will mark our consciousness for the rest of the day. So it is very important. The evening program will mark also overnight and we will carry on to the next day. But the morning program will mark our day. So we should do Kirtan and Japa. Sometimes this happens. This is especially applicable to what we call to the ISKCON youth, devotees born in the movement. There is a greater attraction to Kirtan, less attraction to Japa. And that's not exclusive of them, but that's also for all fellows like many of us. Older people who are chanting for years, Japa, we also feel it's easy to chant Kirtan, isn't it? Is it not? It's easier because you are carried by the waves of the Sankirtan. It's chanting together. There is also beautiful music. Beautiful music, beautiful singing, this makes it very attractive. So we should apply it to both. These 9 keys can be applied to both, and especially to Japa. We do emphasize japa because in order to perform pure kirtan, and this is Shripad Aindra Prabhu's statement, he will emphasize, he is known as the king of kirtan in ISKCON, now the emperor of kirtan, has received this title due to his complete dedication to chanting the holy name of the Lord and inviting others to chant for so many years in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And he emphasized very much, he gave this instruction to Madhava Prabhu. He mentioned that in the Pandavasena week we had in Spain with Sachinandan Maharaj. And he said that Aindra Prabhu told him, to Madhava, that actually by chanting good japa, then you earn the quality for doing better kirtan. It gives the potency. Because we are not taking shelter only of the musical aspect, doesn't mean that if we don't chant japa and we just do kirtan, that we can take full shelter in the holy name. That's bona fide chanting. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he counted with his hands the japa chanting. This is described in his biographies. Srila Prabhupada established a number of rounds. The Goswamis of Vrindavan, they emphasize Sankhya Purvaka, chanting, counting the names. And when we chant without music, individually with the holy name, the fact that it is more difficult, this is good, because then we are meeting the challenge. We are taking the medicine without decoration. And in this way, we are earning the mercy of the holy name of the Lord. So having said that, we should apply these nine keys to both aspects, japa and kirtan. So the first one has been said, chant Hare Krishna. Unless we do it, it won't happen. Do kirtan, do japa. The second one, listen to one mantra. Doesn't mean listen only to one mantra, but it means listen to one mantra, to the mantra you are chanting at that moment. You don't think of the mantra before, nor the mantra, the future mantra. You think of the mantra which is taking place at that very moment. As Srila Prabhupada said, we should chant like the child crying for the mother. And then when there is real crying, then it's, you can really listen. You listen and others also listen to the chanting. It becomes intense. Three. Is it clear the idea of listening to one mantra? It's actually the whole 16. But actually, even if we are not able to do the whole 16, if we're able to listen to one Hare, one Krishna, or one Rama, that's excellent. That's wonderful. If we have chanted one mantra, one name of Krishna, properly chanted gives liberation, even in Namabhas, even if it is not yet completely pure, the chanting, already liberation is there. What to speak if we chant purely, with a sincere desire to glorify the Lord? Then actually there is complete transformation in our heart, complete change. Three, sankalpa. Sankalpa means the principle of having an inner determination. When Yagya is performed as sacrifice, in the beginning of the sacrifice, a sankalpa desire is expressed by the participants of the Yagya. So when we are performing the Sankirtan Yagya, the chanting, we should have our desire. What's our desire? And our desire can be as simple as chant just one mantra. Burijan Prabhu's argument is we should give the mind a very simple task. The mind is actually, in essence, very simple. So we should give it a very simple task. If we want to listen to the rounds, it's too big. It is like someone, if you say someone, you stop drinking. Sometimes we have even devotees who had this illness, or they still have. They, from before, they are alcoholics, and they somehow they cannot stop drinking. And it's an illness. So you tell them, you stop drinking for life, it's too much, you cannot ask that. But you tell them, the formula is, today I will not drink, they say. This is their sankalpa. When they wake up, they say, today I will not drink. They don't think the whole life. And then they are able to make it. Day after day, they are able to live without drinking. So similarly, if we say, listen one mantra, the present mantra. That's the task. And this is the determination, to listen to one mantra. These nine keys can extend themselves to any stage. We may apply any of the keys during any stage of our chanting, during the day for chanting our japa. We can apply this, any of the keys. And this can be whatever key is relevant to us, we can apply. So we should combine them. This is our tools we have, we can use. We should not limit ourselves. However, we may give priority to, for example, the sankalpa in the beginning when we start. We may say, okay, get ready, pray to Lord Chaitanya, pray to the holy name, and in an inner way, state our sankalpa. Listen to one mantra. And then we don't need to repeat it to our mind, but in a very subtle way, we just do it. We have our sankalpa. Our determination is there. I want to serve the holy name by chanting, by sticking to the prescribed number of rounds, by sticking to listening to one mantra, by sticking to the prescribed hour of kirtan. This is my seva to the holy name of the Lord. So be firmly determined. Then naturally, the mind is very flickering and will go from place to place. And therefore the four keys given so that we can play it. Yato yato nischalati, from Gita verse 6:26, if you want to look into this verse of the Gita. Whenever and wherever the mind goes away due to its flickering nature, bring it back to the self. Bringing back to what? To hearing what? One mantra. To hearing one mantra. Then the fifth key is be detached. Even when we are hearing one mantra, our tendency will be to think of the 50 mantras we just didn't hear. Isn't it? Sometimes after we're chanting and we realize, I did not hear to so many rounds. I'm chanting rounds for half an hour, and I have not heard even one mantra. Did you ever have this realization, who had this realization sometimes. So the key, be detached, is given. Don't worry about, don't start lamenting for what you didn't hear and fall in the trick of the mind that you are not hearing to the one mantra now because you are lamenting for the so many mantras you didn't hear, or you are thinking of the so many mantras that you will hear in the future. We promise the holy name, I will hear to the future mantras. But in the meantime, we are not paying attention to the present mantra. So be detached of the past and the future. Here you are authorized to apply the Buddhistic, if you like Buddhism, if any of you like something of Buddhism. I know you devotees don't like Buddhism so much, but some devotees do like some aspects. So you can apply, live the present. This is one of the Buddhistic principles of meditation. Live the present. Hear one mantra. Be detached of the past and of the future. Then the sixth key, neglect the mind. Even if we are doing this, and we become, to a certain extent, accomplished in doing these things, still the mind will come back. The mind may come back at any time to test us, and we should be able to neglect. Therefore, the Bhagavatam says, never trust the mind. So just if the material mind comes, just don't pay attention and go back to hear one mantra. And then humility is very important. It is mentioned as the antidote to the offenses we commit while chanting. The third Shikshastaka verse, Trinata Pesunichena Taruri Vasa Kishnuna, Amanina Manavena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Kirtaniya Sadahari. In order to come to the level of pure chanting, of first ruchi, taste, for the chanting the holy name of the Lord, where we don't want to stop, we cannot stop, and later on to pure chanting with constant divine love for Krishna in Ahaitukiya Pratihata Bhakti, we need to receive the mercy of the holy name, and we need to get the cure of humility. And the cure of humility means acknowledging our fallen condition and practicing this meditation, offering respect to others always, not expecting respect from others, humbler than the blade of grass, tolerant like the tree, while chanting. While chanting, and also when we are not practicing in our dealings, because our service is an extension of the chanting. And then the eighth key is Namashraya, take shelter of the holy name. Sometimes we find it is too difficult to properly play the keys. Okay, just take shelter of the holy name. Pray to the holy name. Call out to Krishna. Like when the cowherd boys in Vrindavan, when they saw there was a forest fire, we see in the Bhagavatam, they call out to Krishna, 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 Mahabhaga, Krishna, Krishna, Mahavirya. They were calling out to Krishna. So they were taking shelter of the real shelter, the holy name of the Lord. Cry out. Like the child is crying for shelter of the mother. And finally, the master key. The master key is the mercy of the Lord, which is actually the underlying key which we need. Unless There is sound in the harmonium, how we can play any key. We need the song. We need the real connection so that we can properly play. So we need the mercy of the Lord. All the other eight keys are the mercy of the Lord. And in order to receive even more mercy, we need that mercy. It means what Satchinandan Swami Maharaj describes as being receivers instead of being achievers. So we are receiving the mercy of the holy name, not trying to achieve it. Thank you very much for listening patiently. This is a very big topic, and it's difficult to condense it in one lecture. I think I cover the points I intended to present. It's time to stop, but I will take two or three questions, brief, without going too long. Certainly, but good. That's a good point, because our service is an extension of the chanting, and actually we are meant, according to Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, the advice the Lord is giving us is tasmat sarvesu kalesu mam anusmara yudhya cha. You should perform your duty, perform your service, and at the same time think of me, Krishna says. So think of me in the present age is at the same time chant Hare Krishna. So we are doing our service and we can chant Hare Krishna, we can do kirtan while chanting, we can chant reciting the Maha Mantra, we can chant mentally within our heart. So certainly we can apply the nine keys while performing our service. Any other questions? We chant Namaparada and Namavas, Namaparada, Namavas. So when we chant with Namaparada, we are stuck. When we chant with Namavas, we are making progress. Therefore, the more we chant, the more progress we make, because the more chances we have to get it right. But we should chant, therefore we need to work both, quantity and quality. We should chant as much as possible, and we should put a minimum, and we should chant with the much quality we can chant. That's the idea. And then we may even get pure chanting by the mercy of the holy name, by the association of devotees. We may get glimpses of the pure chanting, and we can get one pure name. We chant purely to Krishna. Krishna, please take me with you only once. And Krishna will not forget that. Then we have guaranteed going back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, chanting Hare Krishna is a fearless process, the best process. One last point, question or comment? To someone who is chanting purely. It is not exactly, although we get the benefit. If we hear the pure chanter with the proper attitude, we get the benefit. If we hear in a neutral attitude, we're getting great benefit. If we hear with an offensive attitude to the pure chanter, we may not get the same benefit. Although the pure chanter, the pure chanting is so powerful that may get out of if we are stuck, will get us out of that situation. Therefore, sometimes when we hear a very powerful kirtan, purely chanted, we get moved. We don't know why, but we get moved. There may be a reflection produced, and therefore kirtan, sankirtan, is the process for the age. Also, if we do only japa without sankirtan, we are stuck also, because unless we are very, very advanced, and we're able to replicate the sankirtan effect in the chanting of japa, we may be stuck, because the process for the age of Kali, the Yuga Dharma, is sankirtan. It means to do it together, not just individually, to do it together. Because it means, if I'm chanting with offenses, in the group, there may be one, or two, or three, or a few who are chanting with heart and soul, and they may turn around the kirtan. And then we may just get the reflection of the pure chanting of others, and we get the experience, and we get the benefit. But it is not exactly that substitutes our pure chanting. We should learn to chant purely ourselves. That should be our goal. Kirtaniya Sadahari, to be able to chant always. To be able to chant always, it is not an exercise of spiritual gymnastics, of chanting a lot, but it is coming to the point of purity that we cannot stop chanting. We love Krishna so much that we cannot not stop pronouncing his holy name. We cannot stop hearing the holy name within our heart. It happens whatever happens. This is our aspiration, or this is the aspiration we desire to aspire, or at least should be the aspiration we like to aspire to aspire. We should aspire to some point to come to that level of chanting, that we love Krishna so much that we can not stop chanting, happen whatever happens. Thank you very much. Shri Harinama Sankirtana Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Samaveta Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Prema.